All this week, we're joining the Covering Climate Now initiative, a global collaboration of over 250 news outlets to strengthen and reboot climate change coverage. This week is just the start. The Columbia Journalism Review launched the effort to get newsrooms to start a dialogue about committing to more coverage of the climate crisis. And many are hiring climate change reporters, making it a beat. Today, we've convened a roundtable of three journalists, frankly, way ahead of most of us. Molly Peterson is an environment reporter for KQED. She's at NPR West in Culver City, California. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
And Ryan Van Veltzer, energy and environment reporter for WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. Ryan, hello.
Thank you for having me.
And rounding out the panel, Vanessa Ock of Telemundo News, director of their Planet Earth investigative unit. She's in Miami, Florida. Vanessa, welcome to you.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
And I want to start with you. I want each of you to give us a thumbnail. Just what are some of the stories that you've already been doing on the climate crisis? Vanessa?
Well, it's been quite busy, actually. 2 weeks ago, we were in the Andes in Ecuador doing a story about how glaciers are melting at a very, very fast rate. One of the glaciers that we visited, the Carihuayrazo, lost 96% of the ice in the past couple of decades, and probably in the next 5 years, there's not going to be any snow in the Carihuayrazo. And then the next week, we had to go to the Amazon, to Bolivia, to report on the fires and the devastation left by the fires, and it was just heartbreaking to see the devastation of the Amazon, such an important place on our planet. So it's been nonstop with the impacts of climate change.
Well, and not only that, you're there in Miami, and your focus is on people of color who are often on the front lines of climate change.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, minorities are disproportionately affected by climate change, and Latinos among them. Half of our community lives in the 25 more polluted cities in the country. Latino children are 40% more likely to die from asthma than any other racial group. And when you talk about this, I mean, this is impacting directly our community. So for me, it's very, very important to give them the tools and the information that they need in order to face the changes that are coming.
Molly Peterson, you're in California. You're covering science with a focus on climate change. Just tick through some of, you've had a lot to work with. Tick through some of your coverage.
It actually echoes a lot of what I'm hearing. We cover a lot of disasters, right? The Camp Fire, the Woolsey Fire, the Thomas Fire in Montecito, a mudslide after that killed a bunch of people. We also cover state mandates. California's taking a lot of goals around climate change, things like going carbon-free by 2045. And then I spend a lot of time on the intersection of climate change with labor and healthcare. So in particular, I've been covering heat for the last several years. And I've been covering workers in warehouses who are exposed to high heat indoors and the state's efforts to potentially regulate that.
Yeah. And spoken to your insurance commissioner there in California about what climate change is doing to property insurance, you know, the kinds of things that the second and third and fourth tier stories. It's just terrific. Ryan Van Veltzer, there in Louisville, Kentucky, top that.
Yeah. Hard thing to do. You know, out here, Louisville is a river city right here along the Ohio River. Back in 1937, we had the great flood of 1937. It inundated two-thirds of the city. It was a huge deal here. And that is a looming threat today, a threat that continues to get worse, the worse that climate change gets. Right now, we have one of the largest flood protection systems in the country, but it was built in the 40s and 50s, much of it. And it's outdated. Just last year, we had somebody die here in the city due to flash flooding. And that's something that is only going to get worse.
Yeah, and you've got something particular to your region, the need to transition away from coal. And in your state, people want to deliver a just transition, as you've told us, to economically depressed regions. That's a real tension for you.
Yeah, it is a huge deal. You know, coal is tangentially related to climate change in that it is a big contributor to the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. We've seen the decline of coal over the last few years, much less because of renewables and more because of natural gas. But that's something that we have to deal with here. And we have a governor's race going on right now. There's going to be an election in November. And earlier this year during the primary, particularly the Democratic primary, this was a major issue. You saw the three candidates each had their own plan for how to deal with the environment. And particularly create a just economic transition for these communities that are depressed because of the declining coal revenues.
Yeah. So, and you've also told stories of people surviving floods in Thailand, about the record-breaking heat in Arizona. You all, I mean, it's just wonderful what you've done. But I want to ask you all about your focus now. We've got some terrific tips from David Schrag. He's a geology professor at Harvard, was on former President Obama's Council of Advisors for Science and Technology. And he's got some tips for covering the climate crisis. And one of them is change your focus. Climate change is here. It's going to be with us for thousands of years. Don't focus on stopping it. Focus on communicating the realities of it. You know, Molly, your thoughts on that?
Well, we already do that. You know, when it comes to, for example, attribution science, explaining exactly what is due to climate change and what is due to other factors. When you have a forest fire in California, there are a lot of factors that go into what makes a fire worse. Mm. Climate change is part of that. It's not the whole picture. So we've been communicating a pretty nuanced picture of that at KQED for quite some time.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned, you know, what causes forest fires. You have to be careful as reporters. And he says, for example, Hurricane Harvey dropped over 50 inches of rain near Houston in 2017. But you can't say that hurricane was caused by climate change. You can say it was made worse by warming waters that, you know, the hurricane then hoover up. And Ryan, I want to ask you, you know, you're dealing, I'm sure, with people who don't believe there is a climate crisis. I'm imagining you have to be absolutely accurate in your language about it.
Yeah, it can be a challenge. You know, there are a diversity of opinions. So I never want to make Kentucky or anywhere in the South or Midwest sound like it's a monolith because there are divergent opinions on it. However, that said, yes, I do encounter people. I encounter people who, like farmers, who say climate change is happening, but they don't necessarily believe it's man-made.
Yeah. Vanessa Ock, again with Telemundo. Tell us more about what people say to you about your reporting.
Well, I have been covering climate change for the past 17 years, and I think that, yes, it is a fact that a couple of years ago, maybe we wouldn't hear it so often, not even the term climate change, or there was a debate about if it was happening or not. But right now, there is consensus. 97% of the scientific community agrees that this is happening and is due to human activity. So what I do when I report on this, we just focus on the science, you know? There is no debate anymore. We need to start working on solutions and mitigation and adaptation. And for Telemundo, we take it very, very seriously. Earlier this year, we decided to change the way that we talk about climate change, and we are now talking about climate emergency. And I feel that it's wonderful to see that we have more journalists on this beat and that we have been seeing in the past couple of years how different networks are creating units specializing in climate change. And for me personally, I see that there is much more coverage about the issue, and I wanted to know if you guys have seen the same.
It's so funny. I was going to actually ask you the same question. Mm-hmm. I have seen a sea change just in the last year or so in which the coverage has changed dramatically, but not just from journalists. I mean, on the ground, movements like Extinction Rebellion and the Sunrise Movement have so far permeated culture that those movements are here in Kentucky. We have a youth movement with the Sunrise Movement going to Mitch McConnell's offices and demanding he bring the Green New Deal to the floor. We have Extinction Rebellion here planning a climate strike on September 20th. Are you guys seeing these same movements in your areas?
Yeah, of course. Sunrise Movement's very active in the Bay Area in Northern California. Mm. Something I'm curious about is I see such a huge difference in what, as we see climate change intersect with labor, with housing, with economic issues, with healthcare, and we cover it that way. What I see is there's a different way that people in different positions economically who have different kinds of healthcare pick up these issues and interact with them. Like, I put sensors with people who experience high heat in their homes and at work, and I covered it in schools. You know, the people I talk to, particularly who work in warehouses where it can be above 95 degrees for a month out of the year, if we don't do anything about climate change, if we stay on the path we're on, it could be 4 months of the year that we see that kind of heat by the end of the century. Hmm. And people in that position, when I give them sensors and I tell them what their heat index was, they kind of argue with me about the sensors. They say, well, yeah, that was a pretty hot day, but it was even hotter. And they also say, these sensors aren't for us, they're for you. In other words, there is this sense of covering haves and have-nots when it comes to climate change, and people who are positioned to be ready for climate change and people who aren't. Mm. And I think that's not necessarily something that journalism always does particularly well anyway. So it's like we're amplifying the difficulties of journalism in climate coverage.
Well, I want to thank you all for weighing on this. And guess what? We'd love to have you back to hear, you know, what you're doing. Ryan Van Veltzer with WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. Molly Peterson with KQED. And Vanessa Ock with Telemundo. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, this conversation is part of Covering Climate Now. That's a collaboration of more than 250 news outlets around the world. You can follow all the coverage on social media with the hashtag Covering Climate Now. So are you a climate change reporter? Get in touch. We'd love to hear from more of you. And listeners, what climate crisis stories do you think we should focus on? Let us know. That's at herenow.org.